Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, brought to you by MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello again and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is where I call home. Darren Bunch, California is where he calls home. And this is a good thing today because we are going to be talking California and one of the great golf destinations you can go to. That's Pelican Hill with a very special guest. Hi, Darren.
How are you doing today, Mitchell?
I'm doing great. Excited about who we have on.
I am too. It's our old friend Shane Bacon, who has his own podcast, but has taken some time away to come talk with us. And we're doing a series of shows with him. But today we're going to be talking about Pelican Hill and a trip he and I took to the resort at Pelican Hill in Orange County, California. I had a great day out there with some perfect weather. And we're going to talk about the golf course and just what an amazing place that is.
Well, it certainly looks spectacular. I have not been there. I moved away from there before it opened, but I can't wait to hear you guys run it down and we'll get some great information. We're glad you found us, Talking Golf Getaways at golfnewsnet.com, on iTunes Podcasts and Audio Boom.
Boom.
And that's every time we hear a boom. I don't know if the people know that every time they actually listen to us on Audio Boom, you and I hear a boom.
That's right.
I don't know how it works, but that's the way it does work.
And some days when it's a good guest and there are lots of people, it's just my phone is just going off, going boom, 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 boom.
It's kind of a sonic boom, if you will. You can find Darren also, and you should, on social media because he happens to be, sometimes you can't always tell it, but he's a funny guy. He's fun to read on the Twitters. At Getaways Golf and on Instagram at Golf Getaways. Great pictures all the time coming up there. You can find me on social media at Mitch Lawrence on both Twitter and Instagram. LAURANCE is how you'll find me. And Darren, I want to talk before we get to the esteemed Mr. Bacon and Pelican Hill. I want to talk and thank our great sponsor today, MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Cold in much of the country, perfect time to hit the high desert. Mesquite, Nevada, about an hour north of Las Vegas. And you and I both feel if this isn't on people's radar, it should be.
Definitely. Mesquite has 7 golf courses. Plus, we always like to play Coyote Springs, which is about 30 minutes away while we're up there. And, you know, I lived in Las Vegas. I've spent a lot of time up that way. And you've got to just understand that the experiences at Wolf Creek and the newer Conestoga, they're amazing. They feel like you're playing on the moon at times. They've got amazing desert landforms. They're very fun, very exciting golf. Plus, it's just a great golf and gaming destination for groups and buddy trips who might not want to get into the whole Las Vegas Strip experience. You still get that golf and gaming that you want without the deep dive into Las Vegas madness.
Where you tend to forget about everything else. And you forget you're actually supposed to play golf as well. So it's a great way to combine those two. And a great way to get to it is through MesquiteGolfPackages.com. They can help you build custom packages, all shapes, all sizes, any budget. And you know what's really cool? They can also book your drive-in and drive-out rounds to another great place, which is St. George, Utah. So you've got Mesquite, St. George, and Vegas all in the same area. Go to MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Start planning your golf getaway today. Well, it is an absolute pleasure to have a great friend of Darren and mine with us today. Shane Bacon joins us from Arizona. And I want to thank you, Shane, first of all, for being with us. I know you got a big game coming up, so we don't want to keep you too long. We want to get you in the mood to go out and do your thing. Those of you who follow golf absolutely know Shane Bacon now. Started as I love this part. His golf media life started as a writer. FoxSports.com, where you all know him from now, put it beautifully when they called him an experienced digital scribe. I love that, Shane.
I need to find out who pinned that on me. But no, I appreciate it. You know, there's nothing more than I would enjoy talking to you two. I think we spent more time talking prior to starting this podcast than we're probably going to spend actually doing the podcast. That's the kind of relationship it is, you know.
Of course, huge contributor for Fox Sports now, golf coverage, U.S. Open, U.S. Senior Open, other majors, and a great podcast. If you are not listening to Shane. It's not often, Shane, that we actually pump another podcast the way we will this one, but the Clubhouse is really fantastic. You do a great job. You can find Shane at Shane Bacon on Twitter and Instagram. At the Clubhouse Pod is also on Twitter, and I recommend you go there. Snapchat, Shane Bacon 11. Because clearly there's 10 other Shane Bacon somewhere running around. But we're thrilled to have you here, and thanks for being with us. As I said, we're going to talk about a place that you and Darren have both gotten to play. I lived in L.A. a long time. When I left, Pelican Hill was not a part of the California landscape. But I've seen pictures, and I know you two rave about it. Tell us a little bit, you and Darren. And Darren, welcome, of course. You know, you're just jump into this conversation with Shane and I.
I was starting to think you were just going to forget me and just have a conversation with Shane.
We would never forget you. You know that.
It's impossible to forget you. I've tried. I've tried with Scott plenty of times, and it doesn't go away. We got a chance to play Pelican Hill, I'd say, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? When was that? I was out there for the March Madness Arizona game. I think they eventually lost to Wisconsin. That's, of course, the negative memory I have of the trip.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to remember with Mitch earlier that I knew that you were there for March Madness. I couldn't remember which year it was. But we hooked up at Pelican Hill and went down there to play. And just tell me a little bit about your thoughts. I'd been there a lot of times before, but it was your first trip. And just give me your overall impressions of that property.
Well, I loved the par threes. I think that's something that always stuck out in my head. I thought that they did a really good job of, you know, one of the things I look at, you know, you guys dive really deep into course design, and it's something that I really admire about you guys and some other ones out there, because it's a little hard for me to you know, think about the golf courses when I'm actually playing them. I almost have to take a step back after the rounds. But I really like when I play par threes and hit different clubs on the par threes. I just think that's fun. There's normally four par threes on a golf course. I hate when I get done with the round and I think I went 7-iron, 7-iron, 8-iron, 7-iron. You know, that's, to me, it doesn't give you really the full effect of what par threes should play like. And I just remember them. There's a really short par three. There's a really long par three. And those really mixed in well, I think, with some of the other holes kind of weaving in and out. And that was something to me that I thought was really special about that place. Of course, you know, more than the great clubhouse and the beautiful views and all that stuff, I just thought the par threes were really well designed at Pelican Hill.
Well, yeah, and the par threes, we played the South course. We should mention that there's 36 holes Tom Fazio designed at Pelican Hill. We played the South, which is my favorite of the two designs. And there are two back-to-back par threes that run along the ocean. And it's just what you said. One of them is longer. It's a longer shot in. It's to this triple-tiered green that is pure craziness. And then the next one is basically to a postage stamp that, you know, for me is probably a wedge or a 9-iron, and you, it's probably a putter or a 1/4 wedge or something like that, the way you hit it. And I remember those holes being really, really fun too. And I remember we hit some bunker shots out of one of those from behind the green. I think we've got some video somewhere of it that was just some of the coolest bunker shots that you can hit because of the way they carved one of those holes out of the, I don't know if it's sandstone or whatever it is that they use there, but it really makes for kind of a cool little amphitheater setting on one of the par threes.
Yeah, and something else that I found cool about, especially the holes you're talking about, was, you know, when you think about exclusive golf courses that are really high up in the rankings, especially in the United States, you know, you tend to think of like exclusivity, you know, basically being one of the big parts of that. I mean, it's hard to even get a view of some of these famous great golf courses. And I love the walking paths that almost went through the golf course in that, especially in that part, the back-to-back par threes. You know, you had people going to and from the beach, you know, maybe walking to breakfast, and they walk right by you. And to me, it felt Scotland-like in that sense. Of course, the beach looked a little different than maybe you'd see at St. Andrews or Royal Troon. But, you know, you really got a feel that it was a communal little area, and I thought that was special. And I think I had something, I got brisket after the round at the clubhouse. It was really good brisket. I remember that as well.
Yeah, you should see Mitch. One of the things, the food at this place is just simply outstanding. I know they do a lobster mac and cheese, which we didn't have that day, but I have had with other friends there, and it's absolutely crazy. And the facilities, just, you know, this kind of coliseum-like architecture they've got throughout the property is really quite extensive and extraordinary when you get there. It really is a place that kind of wows you.
Yeah, and it helps when you see Natalie Golbus on the first tee, you know, 8 minutes before you tee off. Of course, that was prior to us working together at Fox. But I was thinking, oh, you know, Natalie Golbus, one of the most popular female golfers on the planet is just out there practicing. It does have that kind of L.A. feel to it in a sense.
Say, now, if you could get Natalie Gulbis on the first tee eating lobster mac and cheese before she tees off, then you got something.
That's a social media hit for sure.
Well, the way you use it, would be. I have a question for both of you, because to me what's interesting about this particular layout, Darren, you said there's two courses. The South was built in 1991, the North in 93. They are not long by modern standards. The South course is 6,580 yards. The North course, 6,945. There couldn't be two more different games than your game, Darren, and your game, Shane. Mostly because Shane is an actual golfer. Darren, you're just Darren. And you're playing with 100-year-old clubs. So it's interesting to me that the two of you must have very different impressions of what the course is about and what it offered you on the South course. You didn't play the North. But talk a little bit about that part of it, that both of you with such different games felt the way you did about playing Pelican Hill.
You know, for my game, I've always liked the South course because it's a target golf course and because there's so many holes that I can hit different clubs off the tee. And so that was one of the things when we went to play that I thought, you know, Shane, who hits it a mile, you know, would he feel the same on these holes, the shorter holes particularly? I mean, it's certainly got its longer holes that you can bang driver all day on. But, you know, I was curious as to how Shane would feel about it. And I think you liked it pretty much. Yeah, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a place that you have to think your way around the golf course. You can't just be hitting driver. I think I hit driver on the first hole, and I think I pulled it a bit right. It ended up being in some high grass, and I think at that moment I realized, you know, this is probably a place where I can play a lot of 3 and 4 irons off tees, get it in a position where you're still going to have, you know, 160, 150 in, but you're going to have to hit good shots to get to those positions. And I did hit driver on a few of the par fives, and I remember there's a few par fours there that you can take advantage of it if you want, and I think that's what's fun about, you know, a risk-reward type of place, especially a shorter golf course, is allowing players to hit driver if you want to, but not demanding them to do it. And I think that was special about Pelican Hill in particular, was you didn't have runoffs that just fell off into the earth. You had places that the ball could run up, you know, near the green 30 or 40 yards short if you wanted to get aggressive and try to make a birdie.
And I think when we play, you know, we'll go back there one of these days, you know, hopefully Arizona will make it to the March Madness again, and we'll have an excuse to be back in LA together.
Don't hold your breath.
But I think when we play the North, I think you'll see too that it's a little bit longer. It's a little bit more brawny, I guess they say, because it's a little bit up higher on the hill. And I think a guy like you, I'd be interested to see, because I think you could bang driver in a lot more holes and kind of compare and contrast the two.
One of the things that I loved about, and any time I've played golf along the coastline in Southern California, is that I always felt like there was this, you had to walk a tightrope between standing there and being awed by the views and what you have in front of you and actually playing the golf course. It's that mix of being in the moment of golf, but also being in the moment of the incredible beauty around you. And this Pelican Hill, just the pictures, just the photographs I've seen, that kind of gives me that feeling. And Fazio, to me, is always great with these kind of courses because he's really a sculptor when it comes to that kind of stuff. Did you find yourself walking around and just kind of stopping every few minutes and going, wow?
There's definitely some elevated tees. I think they did really a really well-designed job with that really makes you see not just the ocean, but really the land around the ocean. It is a very wow golf course. It's in a part of L.A. that is, you know, some of the richer real estate in the area, which is crazy to think. And this is a golf course. You're hitting a lot of golf shots, almost infinity pool-like, you know, where the fairways, you know, it almost looks like the fairway just going to keep rolling to the ocean and you can just bang driver. And to me, that is a fun golf shot to hit because, as you're saying, you're really taking all that the golf course has in store and using it to make a great golf shot, a great picture, and a great hole. And I thought there was a couple of par fours in particular on the back nine that shoots you right down at the ocean, and it really, you know, you get what you pay for on those holes for sure.
That's what I was thinking about too, is the par four that kind of leads you down to those back-to-back par threes. You know, for me, as a shot to the middle of the fairway and a short shot in, for you, it's one of those risk-reward things. You can almost drive it down there and try to take your chances with the bunkers, or you can, you know, lay it up to a good spot, but it's just such a cool look going down that direction.
Brian Orr and I were out there on a previous trip, and the fog was rolling in, and you could like barely see that green, and it really felt like being overseas somewhere playing golf. And it's just a cool hole. There's a lot of holes that kind of do that, play with the ocean in the views, and I think Fazio did a great job with that.
And there's a lot of other, you mentioned the facility, there's a great resort, there's an incredible spa, all kinds of different accommodations, places to eat. And I know when I go back, I'll be having brisket and lobster mac and cheese. So thanks for those recommendations. There's also a golf academy that's run by a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher, Glenn Deck. That's with a D. I don't think Glenn Beck gives golf lessons. I'm pretty sure.
For the right price.
For the right price, if you want to take them. But obviously a lot to recommend Pelican Hill to all of us. Thanks, Shane, for being with us and talking about it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to experience it together.
Anytime. I would love to.
Our thanks once again to Shane Bacon. You can find him at Shane Bacon on Twitter and Instagram, and his great podcast at The Clubhouse Pod on Twitter. Really suggest you do that. A lot of fun, a lot of great information. We got a lot more coming from Shane in the coming weeks. He's going to be giving us his Emergency 9. You don't want to miss that. Plus, he's going to be a featured guest during our upcoming Bandon and Scotland weeks. So be on the lookout for the great information in those episodes. And Darren, once again, we want to thank MesquiteGolfPackages.com.
You can't go wrong with MesquiteGolfPackages.com. They can help you build your custom golf packages of all shapes and sizes. They're just an hour north up the road from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we know that their knowledgeable, friendly service is exactly what you need to build your next great golf getaway today.
Today. Yes, we do. And as always, we want to thank mostly you, our listeners. We couldn't do this without you. So hit us up on Twitter, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence. You can use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or our personal favorite, hashtag Two Haggis Bags. That'll definitely get our attention. If you're enjoying Talking Golf Getaways, don't hesitate to share us on your social media, rate us on iTunes, and help us spread the word about the best in golf travel. Thanks for being with us. Until next time, like Tom Petty says, keep running down the dream. So long.